Welcome to today's deep dive. So imagine settling onto your couch for a Sunday streaming binge, reaching for your absolute coziest loungewear, and slipping into a pair of rubber sweatpants.
Yeah, that sounds completely counterintuitive, right?
Right. It really does. Oh. But today our mission is to explore this surprising shift in 2026 fashion. We are looking at a brand new article from Latex 247.
Which is such a great read, honestly.
It really is. Okay, let's unpack this. We all know latex has this stereotypical tight rubber image, right? It's highly engineered, high maintenance, but right now it is aggressively entering the cozy loungewear space.
It's a complete subversion of what the fabric is even for. I mean, we are taking something built for high effort visuals and dropping it right onto your living room sofa.
Exactly. And this really kicks off with the 2026 trend of accessible latex, specifically Lottie Latex's new Latex and Chill collection that just dropped on March 23rd.
Yeah, the March 23rd release really set the tone for this whole movement.
But I have to push back a little here. Traditional latex is basically a restrictive superhero suit. It takes immense effort to put on, and honestly, it acts like a vacuum seal.
Oh, for sure. It traps heat.
Right. So can rubber actually be cozy and snug like the article claims? I mean, isn't lazy latex just a massive oxymoron?
It sounds like one, but what's fascinating here is the mechanics of how they are actually achieving that comfort.
Okay, how so?
Well, they aren't just using old patterns. They are completely abandoning tight silhouettes for loose, relaxed, wide fits.
Oh, wow. So no more shrink wrap effect.
Exactly. And crucially, they are using a 0.4 millimeter regular latex. It comes in regular and translucent colors, which opens up entirely new avenues for both seasoned wearers and complete newcomers.
Which is, for context, standard heavy-duty latex used in traditional fetish wear is usually around, 0.8 or a full millimeter thick, right?
Spot on. Dropping down to 0.4 millimeters changes everything. It gives the material the flexibility and weight of a thick cotton rather than a car tire.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Yeah, and by combining that lightweight gauge with a wide leg drape, they create a bellows effect. Every time you move, it actively pumps fresh air in and out.
Preventing the sweaty greenhouse effect.
Okay.
And because they solve that breathability problem, the garments look wildly different. They tackle genuine wardrobe staples.
Totally unrecognizable from the old styles, honestly.
Yeah, the article lists some wild staples. We are talking actual sweat pant joggers, two different variants of shorts, hooded crop tops, and tank tops.
It's basically a full casual wardrobe.
It is. And here's where it gets really interesting. The absolute standout item is a paneled latex hoodie. It actually features a front pocket, a pleated wide hip band, and cuffs.
A literal rubber hoodie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just asking you to imagine doom scrolling on your couch in a rubber hoodie and sweatpants. But wait, won't it just violently squeak and stick to itself the second I cross my legs?
You'd think so, but not necessarily. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you can really see the styling genius behind the collection.
So you don't wear it head to toe?
I mean, you certainly can, but these garments are explicitly designed to be paired with traditional materials. You might wear the rubber hoodie with soft denim, or the latex joggers with an oversized cotton tee.
Oh, breaking up the friction points.
Yeah.
That seamlessly bridges the gap between a very niche fashion subculture and your everyday wardrobe.
Exactly. You avoid the sticking entirely.
So what does this all mean? It basically means the old rules of fashion physics are breaking down. Comfort and high shine style simply no longer have to be mutually exclusive.
Right. And for you listening, this is exactly why you should care. This collection is a perfect example of how rapid material innovation can instantly and completely shatter our preconceived notions about what is actually wearable.
Yeah, we get so locked into thinking a hyper-niche fabric has only one rigid purpose.
Precisely. We assume it's just a restrictive suit, and then suddenly it's your favorite pair of Sunday joggers. Which brings us to a final thought for you to chew on. This raises an important question.
Well, I like where this is going.
If form-fitting rubber can successfully evolve into everyday sweatpants, what other highly restrictive, hyper-niche fabrics might unexpectedly take over our casual athleisure next?